Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishnan Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected dear family members, my pranams to you. Today we will be discussing about the prosody known as Chanda Shastra. I have explained to you that in India we have got thousands of literature, we have got thousands of acharyas, thousands of subject, and written during the many thousands of years ago. We have explained about Vedas, why it is known as Anadi, why it is known as Abhavadvisheya, why Vedas are known as Mantra Drashtara Rachana, and so on. After explaining about Vedas, which is available in YouTube, hundreds and hundreds of hours of speeches are available in YouTube. If you go to YouTube and just give Dr. N. Gopalesh, you will be getting almost all these speeches given in English or Malayalam. For both these, you can give Dr. N. Gopalakrishnan in small letters. So we have explained about Vedas. If you give Vedas, Dr. N. Gopalakrishnan, you will get it. Brahmana Grandhas, Aranyaka Grandha. After that, we explained about Upanishad. Of course, we have given only introduction. We cannot go deep into that one in this type of lectures. After that, we came to Shiksha Grandha. Shiksha Grandha means the rules and regulations, teaching us, informing us, educating us on how to learn Vedas. Learning Vedas, it is not that easy. It has got cumbersome and very serious, deep rules which should be understood systematically and customatically. There is no English word like customatically, but we have made it. Nobody has prevented us from making some new words in English. So, systematically and customatically, how to learn Veda, that is given in Shiksha Grandha. Then Niruktam, how each word of Veda mantra evolved, that is given in Nirukta. And how the Vedic grammar, perfect grammar, has been explained by Panini, that is given yesterday, June 3rd, yesterday's lecture I have given. How the Vyakarana grammar, it is written systematically. So Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyakaranam, over. Today we have to go slightly slightly deep information about Chanda Shastra. Pingalacharya has written Chanda Shastra about 2400 or 2300 years ago, 23 centuries ago, in which he has clearly explained how Veda mantras were composed. All the mantras have got 20 letters or 24, 28, 32, 36, 40, 44, 48, 52, 56. You cannot have in between number of letters generally. So all the Veda mantras carry the letters, number of letters, multiples of 4, and Gayatri mantra has got 24 letters. So that is known as Gayatri Chandas, Ushnik Chandas. It may be a multiple of 4, it may be 28 or 32. Jagadi Chandas, Brihadi Chandas, Anushtub Chandas, Ati Jagadi Chandas, Brihadi Chandas, and so on. So these Chandas, how we will be knowing about it, you know, while chanting one particular Sukta, in the beginning itself, the name of the Rishi who composed that particular mantra and the name of the Chandas which is used for composing that mantra and the Devada on which this mantra is chanted, all these three are first recited, then only we will be going to, then only the Vedic scholar will be going for chanting. Say for example, Gadino Vishwamitra Rishi Devi Gayatri Chanda Mitro Devata. Then we go to the mantra. Mitrasya charishane dratovo devasya danasi dhyumnam chitrasravastamam mitro janahanyadaya dibruvano mitro dadara prativi. This mantra is written like that. So Gadina Vishwamitra wrote this particular mantra. His name is Gadina Vishwamitra. When we talk about the Rishi, we touch the forehead. And then comes, when you touch the nose, this chandas it comes. Gayatri chandas. Then Devata, we touch the heart. So Gadina Vishwamitra Shri Devi Gayatri Chanda Mitro Devata. Every mantra has got chandas. Some of the mantras have got 24 letters. Om Bhargava Swaha Tatsavitarvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. 24 letters. Agnimile Purohidam Yajnasya Devamrtvijam Hoda Aram Ratnadadamam Agnipurve Ebershibiridyo Nodanairuta Sadevanga Ehavakshade. It has got still more numbers, multiple of 4. And Swadishtaya Madishtaya Bhavasvasomadharaya Indraaya Vadave. Still number is different. Some of the mantras have got 56 numbers. Adi Brahadi Chandas, we call them like that. Then Akrishnen Rajasavartaman Unimesayana Amritam Martyam Chachiranyayena Savitaradena Devo Yadi Bhuvanani Pashyan. This is one mantra. Shamagni Ragni Vikara Channasta Vadasudyaha Samvato Vaktvarava Vasnidaha. This is another number of letter containing Vedic mantra. Some of the mantras may be very small. Sangachadvam samvadadvam samvomana amsi janata deva bhagam yada purve sanjanana upasade. This number is less. Druvasutvasukshidittrayando vyasmatpasham varnomomochada abovanvanadidirvastayuyambadasvastibhissadanaha. Number again varies. So when you have got 24, 28, 32, the chandas rules are there. How to put a ghanakshara, how to put a vowels, how to put a swarakshara, and how sandhi comes. When sandhi comes, like andha, na plus dha, dha comes, dhya, dhya, dha is there, dha is there, ya is there. These three letters, how it should be counted when you say 24 letters or 28 letters. All these rules are given in a very book, big book by Pingalacharya in Chandashastra. So Chandashastra is also known as Vedanga. Vedanga, it is the organ of the Veda, which explains to you how these Veda mantras are composed thousands and thousands and thousands years ago. Many people used to say Jesus Christ has been explained in Veda. I do not know whether Jesus Christ ever existed. And very clearly many atheists used to say there was no one individual known as Jesus Christ at all. Many people say Vedas have got... Not many people, some missionaries. For cheating Hindus, they say Vedas explain about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, if at all he was living, it's about 2000 years ago. But Vedas composed about 8000 years ago, 6000 BC. How a past thing can be composed in a, how a future thing can be composed in a past mantra. Even if it is composed, it is not like an individual like Jesus Christ or Prophet Muhammad. These are all for cheating. So why I said about this particular issue now to you? It is because many people who are ignorant about the subject, they started teaching by misinterpretation to many people. And those who are 100% ignorant, they think that these people are telling correct things. So your ignorance should not be a blessing for others or for you. We always used to pray Tamaso Maha Jyotir Gamaya, Asado Maha Sad Gamaya, Mrityor Maha Mrtam Gamaya. We never prayed that Asado Maha Sad Gamaya, instead of that Sat Maha Asado Gamaya. We have never prayed it. Jyotirmaha Tamasogamaya. That also we did not pray. So we should not go to darkness because of our ignorance. We should learn as much as possible. Learning this Chanda Shastra is not that easy. We need commentary for understanding even a single line. Learning ancient Indian books and ancient Indian philosophy, ancient Indian knowledge is not that easy. Because their intellectual capacity the people who composed the Veda mantras and all these Vedangas, their intellectual capacity was so high compared to the intellectual capacity of the present generation. That is why generally we used to say, for acquiring knowledge on modern subject, you have to go forward to the future. For acquiring the great knowledge on spirituality, the philosophy, the psychology, and a variety of other subjects like music, dance, anthropology, sociology, instead of moving forward, you go back. Then only you will be understanding exactly what is meant by Indian heritage and true knowledge. That ancient knowledge got evolved from inside the laboratory. Modern knowledge is getting evolved from outside the laboratory. What we need is sustainable and permanent knowledge, whether it is old or new, it is immaterial. But ancient knowledge that got perfectized, this perfect because it came out from inside. After thousands and thousands years of experimentation, our Indian scholars could give you the subject with the three Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Adhyatmika Shanti, peace inside the body. Adhibhautika Shanti, external peace. Adhidevata Shanti, the celestial bodies existing and revolving in a peaceful revolutionary situation. So that could be possible, and that was possible using the ancient knowledge of India, not ancient knowledge of other countries. In Mesopotamia, Babylonia, Rome, Egypt and China, ancient knowledge is absolute zero now. It is not at all present. All those got wiped out. But only in India we have got that knowledge. The Christian missionaries, with the support of the politicians, they are doing their level best to wiping out all Indian heritage. And on the other side, they claim Indian heritage belongs to the Christianity. They take everything from Hindu Dharma and criticize, blame and belittle, denigrate Hindu Dharma. This is their usual cheating method. How they converted Europe, how they converted America, how they converted Australia and Africa. Exactly same pathway Kerala Christians are following in India for converting Hindus. But I request you, learn something. Teach your children and others something. Don't think that only you will be getting such type of knowledge from the schools. People will not be giving you such type of knowledge from the schools. You are expected to learn by yourself and teach your children and your colleagues and your family members, in which include Vedas, Vedic messages. I am not telling that you should learn Brahmana Granthas. It is not that much relevant nowadays. At least learn some names of Brahmana Grantha. Aranyakas are also not that much relevant in the modern period, but still understand that there are a group of literature known as Aranyaka. Learn systematically at least half a dozen Upanishads. Simple Upanishads are there. The translated version in your language or in English or Hindi available very easily. Then Shiksha Grantham, Nirukta Grantham, Vyakarana Grantham, and what we have learned today is Chanda Shastra Grantha. So learn as much as possible in that. And remember that Chanda Shastra of Pingala Acharya explained for the first time what is meant by zero. So we used to say Indians discovered zero. That is appearing first in the Chanda Shastra, Rupe Shunyam, Dvi Shunyam, and so on. Sutra type of explanations given in Pingala Acharya's Chanda Shastra. Learn as much as possible. Go to Google and you search any knowledge needed for you. Whether it is technological knowledge like Iron Pillar or Ajanta Cave Temple or Madhura Meenakshi Temple Pagoda Gopuram or Padmanabha Swami Temple Single Stone Mandapam and so on. All these are available in Google. You go to Google and give your word either in Malayalam or Hindi or Kannada, you will get almost all the information needed. You need not even have to go to the library for sitting there for hours together and searching the books for hours together and opening the pages for hours together, and within minute you will sleep. But here in front of you, evening or late evening, you can spend in computers and try to learn and teach others. 121 crore Indians are living now in ignorance. So all the good things from the ancient and all the good things from the modern can be integrated for making an excellent life in the modern period. My request to you is to learn Indian heritage and teach others. We have got a program now towards Global Reach, TGR. Every Indian knowledge we are uploading in the YouTube, we are uploading in the Facebook, we are uploading in the Twitter, and we are uploading in variety of our own website, iish.org. Every day we are telecasting our web TV, iish.tv. Just to go to www.iish.tv, you will be getting fantastic programs also in Malayalam, Hindi, Telugu also. And website will be giving you a lot of information. Learn as much as possible and teach your family members. Become a great, good Indian, independent of the factor whether you are a Hindu, Christian or Muslim. Don't tell that only our religion is correct. Don't tell that all the people should come to our religion. All the Christians and Muslims are doing that in a wholesale business, improving the membership of their religion just like political parties. They say that one only their Allah, they say that only their Jesus will be saving us. We need not tell that one. Agashat padidam toyam yada gacchati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaram keshavam pradigacchati. All the ultimately reaches. But never allow you to get cheated. Daylight cheating is going on by the Christian missionaries and Islamic terrorist and fundamentalist. Be aware of that. Let our knowledge, courage, boldness, truthfulness, sincerity, devotion and dedication lead us from darkness to light. With these words, I express my deep gratitude. Thank you very much.